This is Anchor version 3. Unlike previous versions of Anchor, this one's got me confused a little bit. Because, you know, what I normally like to do is just tap a button and play. And you can do that. You can play and just listen to your flow. And that is good. But things are changing. There's an attitude in the air which suggests that maybe we are all just dog meat. Big change on version 3 of Anchor. And, the reason I'm pissed off is because I've lost some voices on version 2. And it's been deliberate. Like, for whatever reason, they don't want to come across to version 3. Or it's just too confusing that they can't make the phone. And they want to prefer to keep their lives as simple as possible with just a phone. Those real people can't make real content in real time. Lots of different people. Like, now some of them across here, but like old voices. Barbara KB, Furan, Positive Vibes, Tim Marinetta, Bobby Kuntz, Babuta Tese, Robert Neal, Tinian, The Great Everything, Leo Laporte, Dog Radio, Frugal Blur, Tony Mosey, Infinite Touches, Alita McDaniel. I think they're all stuck on 2. Now, they might... No, that's not true. Some of them over here. I've heard Barbara, for example. But some of them are... They don't even know what's happened. They don't know they're stuck on an island. And, like, it is being stuck because, like, there's no RSS plumbing that I can see that actually connects with people make over there in V2 episodes that they make. Looks like the episodes and the RSS feed it's supposed to have looks like they're being ignored by version 3. I gotta check it out and see if anything I'm making on version 2, any episodic flow, whether it's actually coming across to Pocket Cast or Spreaker. I'll report back and tell you if that's happening. Why would I want to stay on 2, you ask? Because I'm with people who don't like to make change. No, I have old handsets, man. I mean, I have to... I can't buy a new frickin' phone every 2 years. So I got an iPhone 5C. It won't update to the new iOS. It's not going to update to new apps either. I mean, why would I put myself in a position where I can't make content quickly? Nah, I ain't going to update. Count me as the old head who wants to spend money on fish food and Girl Scout cookies, not on updates to phones, man. So I'm on 2 for... I am resisting. I'm on 2 for the echoes. I'm on 2 for the techs. I'm on 2 for the community. I don't need to have 288 listeners per segment. 15 or 20 is good. I don't want call-ins. I mean, I got yet another thing to worry about. I've turned off my notifications about 2 versions ago. You know, I just want to listen and then talk occasionally. And then maybe make comments or echoes, you know? What was wrong with that? Tell me. What was wrong with that? I am confused. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm listening to people I like to listen to tell me they're at a complete loss. I'm listening to people who are saying, now it's the weekend, you know? They're saying, I'm going to stop recording for now. I'm listening to that stuff. Hey. Jeez. Now, what I will tell you is this, there's more than 100 people within the last 24 hours who've made content on version 2. You can see it because there's this new leaderboard that's come up. New faces on the leaderboard. On the leaderboard. Maybe I'll just stay on version 2 until I'm the last person standing on the leaderboard. Yeah, I'll do that. Where else might people be? They're over in Vaudel. They've gone to Lemur. They're listening and learning there. And here's what I've learned. Never update community apps, baby. Never auto-update a community app. And this was a community app for a while, and then its soul got ripped out for the sake of having a new, cool, well-capable, awesome interface. Yeah, we used to be a community app, and there's no ground given to respect the community. So never auto-update a community app. And the second thing I learned is continue to have more than one social footprint. You can find me. I'm Top Gold on Good Social Networks if you want to listen to the rest of the story. Resist! Bye for now. Hey, Anchor, just so you know, And if you're not listening to Barbara KB, then you wouldn't know this, maybe. But, like, if you're over on version 2 like I am, and like at least 100 other people are, because they're making content. You can see them on the leaderboard making content. If you're over there, you're doing the Snapchatty thing, the Instagram stories thing, your stuff will disappear in 24 hours. And there appears not to be a way to harvest it by standard URSS. So I'm going to have a look at that. I'm going to see, can I push my content out one by one and put it across into Twitter and then harvest it using if this and that. I think I can. I have to look at that. But the old RSS plumbing feature of a version 2 is gone now. As far as I can tell, I've put content up there and waited for it to show up in version 3 in draft form. It didn't. Waited for it to show up on Spreaker. That's where I have my RSS pointed. It didn't. So I'm thinking I may have to do one by one, push it out to some other social network where I can grab the content. Because I can't point my scrapers at version 2 of Anchor and get content. When I point my scrapers anywhere, it shows up on version 3 content. So, word to the wise here, a word of warning, if you're making content on 2, it's going to stay there, fester, bubble away after 24 hours. You might get interaction. I get interaction from 15 to 20 people, which is fun. But it's not like here in version 3 where you can conquer the world and have hundreds of people listening to you and can share to infinite number of places and get paid for it, right? All that stuff's happening now? Right. I'm over on 2 listening and learning like I always did. 3's okay for that as well, but I'm kind of stuck in a rut. I have the UI mastered, and I like the comments, I like the echoes, so I like 2. Works for me. How about you? Bye for now.